response to the eagerness of his devotees. I told this story when we were with a small group of wonderful devotees on Mountain Warning. I would like to tell it to the larger group here in this hall. It's about a Brahmana who felt that his time in this world was limited. Old age was there and the impending death stood just before his door. Like so many, he decided to travel north. That meant to go to the Himalayas and give up his body there, outside the village, at a place where he could focus on Lord Krishna. And as he walked, he heard the glories of Bhartri Narayan, a deity which is worshipped high up in the Himalayas. He's worshipped there for really a long, long time. In our scriptures it says, when you want to see God, go to Badrinath and see Badrinarayan, very ancient deity. He can be worshipped, and that's a problem, only for 6 months out of a year, from late September to October, November, December, January, February, end of March, beginning of April, the temple is closed. The pujaris go down into the valley where the snow and the ice is not so heavy, and they return after 6 months to resume the worship. So Brahmana was racing really against time. He gave his best, but about 100 kilometers before Badrinath, many pilgrims came from the opposite way and they saw him and asked him, "Where do you want to go, old man? They are soon closing the temple." The Brahmana said, I will reach before they close the temple. Somehow, by Lord's mercy, I will have my darshan. I will not live much longer than my darshan. Therefore, I need to see him. Now, to cut a long story short, he reached Bhartri Narayan or Badrinath when his energies were almost gone. He was so old and so crippled in a way that he really could not walk much faster. When he finally climbed up the steep stairs, he heard the sounds of the bells. It was the last arati. And when he reached the utmost step, the threshold which led into the temple compound, the raval or priest closed the temple door on him. A Brahmana was desperate. He said, I came all this way to have darshan. The priest said, yes, come back next year. You don't understand, said the Brahmana. I'm so old, I won't live another 6 months. If I don't have the darshan now, I will die before I see the Lord of my heart. But the priest was firm. He said, God doesn't have to wait for man. We humans have to wait for the Lord. The altar is closed and I'm now closing the door to the temple compound. The Brahmana was desperate, but no matter how much he pleaded, the priest was firm in his decision, and finally he even gave him a small little kick. Brahmana fainted. But before he fainted, he said to the priest, "I have heard that the Lord is Bhakta Vatsala, the friends of his devotees. And I have heard that the devotees are just like desire trees and oceans of compassions which can fulfill the desires of everyone. But it is not true. The Lord is not the friend of his devotees. And the devotees are not fulfilling the desires. I have given my life to an illusion." With these words he fainted. When he woke up, he was lying there on the temple, on the threshold into the temple, and only the stars blinked down on him. When he contemplated his desperate situation and his failure to attain the Lord before he would die, he became just so desperate that he jumped up with the last bit of strength and said, "Now my only shelter is the embrace of Mother Ganga." You know what that means? Suicide, yes, suicide. He was willing to take his life in the raging floods of the Alaknanda Ganga. He was running towards the Ganga, and when he had almost reached and wanted to plunge himself into his sure death, he heard a voice, "Hey Brahmana, where do you think you are going?" Our Brahmana turned around and he saw a young man. He said, "I'm going to take my life because I can't have the darshan." "Oh," said the young man, "old man, why do you think you can't have the darshan tomorrow?" The priest told me. The priest said he had locked the door for the next 6 months. "You're a little hard in hearing." He has not said this. He had said, "Come back tomorrow morning when there is a darshan. I will bring you personally tomorrow morning. Now come with me. I know a cave which is warm." The Brahmana was happy and followed the young man into the cave. It was a warm cave. And the young man said, "Let's play chess to distract ourselves a little through the night." The Brahmana didn't know to play chess and was not a friend of gambling. But the young man had such a compelling presence that he said, "Okay, I try." And what struck this Brahmana is that he won all the games. The next morning, the young man took him, brought him to the hot springs where he could take his bath, and then led him up the steps to the temple. When they came to the upper stair, the threshold, they saw the same priest, and the priest said, "Oh, I'm so happy, old man, that you are back. I had second thoughts after I left you on the stairs. I'm so happy that you have survived these 6 months, and now you will be the first one to have the darshan." "6 months," said the Brahmana. "You are a little unusual. This was only a night. I waited for a night." "No," said the priest. We close the temple here when it comes to the cold months and everything is covered by snow." The old man said, But the young man," he's called, young man, where are you?" He looked around. There was no young man next to him. "Young man, where are you?" The whole situation was very perplexing to him. He had stayed for 6 months in that warm cave and survived the winter. Very confused, he went into the temple. He saw Lord Bhadranath, and as he looked at him and took the darshan, he saw for a moment Lord Bhadranath changed into the young man. The young man was smiling at him. And that time it became clear to the Brahmana, when he had reached the utmost end of his longing, the Lord kindly revealed himself, took care for 6 months of him in the warm cave, maintained his life force in the body, and finally brought him to take the darshan. When the old man heard about became aware of this, he got tears of ecstasy in his eyes. He had his darshan and he stumbled out of the temple calling out the names of the Lord, and finally he laid down on that same step, and as the life left his body, he called out to the Lord, and in the last moment the pilgrims could see how a Vimana, a transcendental airplane, descended, picked up the Brahmana in his spiritual body and brought him back home, back to Godhead. My dear devotees, this is a story which is told in the Himalayas, in the Mahatmya. This is the glories of Lord Bhadranath. It has a very true element in it, that by your longing you can obtain Krishna. Yearn for him, aspire for this moment, call out for him, and he will answer and make the arrangement by which you can finally come to him. Alas, alas, when we wake up one morning and find out everything is stolen from us, our passport, our money, even our memory of who we are, that will be a sad day. And alas, alas, when we wake up one day and this voice of longing has stopped, then we have truly lost our only wealth which can bring us out of this world and back to Krishna. Longing is that force which will add that special element to our kirtan, so that the Lord will hear our prayers. We will join now in our last exercise for this evening, a kirtan. And I request you to give yourself entirely to this kirtan, like the Brahmana who was saved by the Lord. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.